study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Join us now for the Bible Institute of the Air. Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Our Bible study today comes from the book of Exodus. Our teacher is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University until the time he went to be with his Lord. And now by tape recording, here is today's study by Mr. Boyd.
Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Exodus, chapter 25. That's Exodus, chapter 25, and today we're going to read verses 10 through 16. Exodus 25, 10 through 16. And they shall make an ark of shittim wood. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, within and without shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make upon it a crown of gold round about. And thou shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 corners thereof. And 2 rings shall be in the one side of it, and 2 rings in the other side of it. And thou shalt make staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put the staves into the rings by the sides of the ark, that the ark may be borne with them. The staves shall be in the rings of the ark, they shall not be taken from it. And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee. You recall we're in that section of the book of Exodus that have to do with the revelation of the Lord and his law and the way of approach unto him given to the nation Israel as they were encamped at Mount Sinai. 26 chapters of the book of Exodus are devoted to this matter, and this covers a period of 9.5 months in Israel's history. In chapter 19, there was a revelation of the Lord. In chapters 20 to 24, the annunciation of the law. And then beginning in chapter 25 and running to the end, that is through chapter 40, the designation of the way, that is, the way of approach of man unto God. 16 chapters are devoted to this great subject, and this indicates the importance of this matter of how man can approach a holy God. It's not without significance that the tabernacle dominates the book of Exodus during these 16 chapters, beginning with chapter 25 and running to the end. Chapters 25 to 40 may further be divided as follows. In chapter 25 to chapter 31, the gracious provision for Israel. In chapters 32 to 34, the grievous perversion of Israel. And in chapters 35 to 40, the glorious performance in Israel. Now, the passage that we read today, Exodus chapter 25, verses 10 to 16, gives instructions regarding the construction of the Ark of the Covenant. In chapter 37, verses 1 to 5, we have the record of the construction of the Ark, and much is repeated there that is given in this passage. Now, in the materials with regards to the tabernacle in the wilderness, you'll notice that in the construction of it, all begins with the Ark of the Covenant. Schofield has a very fine note about this on page 101, note 2. And this is what he says. All begins with the ark, which in the completed tabernacle was placed in the Holy of Holies, because in Revelation God begins from himself, working outward toward man, as in approach the worshiper begins from himself, moving toward God in the Holy of Holies. It's a significant thing also that the same order is followed in the Levitical offerings of Leviticus chapters 1 to 5. Now, when man approaches God, he begins at the brazen altar, which is the type of the cross, where, in the fire of judgment, atonement was made. And however, when God reveals himself, he begins with the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies, which speaks of the presence of Almighty God as he is set off from all others and is holy as no one else is holy. So all begins with the Ark of the Covenant as God begins to unfold the way of approach unto himself, beginning with himself. In the second place in this passage, you'll notice that the materials from which the Ark of the Covenant was to be constructed are twofold, one shittim wood and the other pure gold. Now, shittim wood is the same as acacia wood. This is a wood of the desert. It's found in several varieties. It's a tree that grows in arid waste places, and it's unusually durable. This indicates that it is a marvelous type of our Lord's human nature in its infinite incorruptibility. You see, the acacia tree, like a root growing up out of a dry ground, typifies our Lord as a perfect man who grew up in Israel during a period of moral and spiritual decadence and national servitude. So, the acacia wood is typical of the perfect, sinless humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing about acacia wood is simply this. One variety possesses leaves with a peculiar sensitiveness to touch. This is typical of our Lord Jesus in his ministry. While he was here on earth, he was sensitive to the touch of others. He spoke words of comfort and consolation to those who were downtrodden. He was moved with compassion towards his people because of the miseries that surrounded them. And so this is a wonderful type of the Lord Jesus Christ in his humanity. The other material was that of pure gold. And as we pointed out when we discussed the matter of the offerings that the people were to bring out of which the tabernacle and all of its furnishings were to be constructed, gold is a metal that typifies deity, pure gold. And this ark that was made from shittim wood, covered with pure gold, speaks of the God-man in his absolute deity and in his perfect humanity. We notice another thing about the ark in verse 10. That's the dimensions of the ark. It was 2.5 cubits in length. It was 1.5 cubits in breadth and 1.5 cubits in height. That means 3 feet 9 inches long, 2 feet 3 inches high, and 2 feet 3 inches wide. Now it says here in verses 11 and following, that thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, within and without shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make upon it a crown of gold round about. So you see, when this ark, this rectangular box called the Ark of the Covenant, was constructed out of the acacia wood, then it was to be placed in a covering of gold, and then a lining of gold was to be put within it to completely cover the acacia wood, and then above that was to be a crown of gold round about. Again, we notice in verse 12, thou shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 corners thereof, and 2 rings shall be on the one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side. So there were 4 rings made from this pure gold. These rings were those things through which the staves that are spoken of in verses 13 to 15 were to be placed. Verse 13, thou shalt make staves of shittim wood or acacia wood, overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put the staves into the rings by the sides of the ark, that the ark may be borne with them, and the staves shall be in the rings of the ark, they shall not be taken from it. All right, when the Ark of the Covenant, which is a symbol of the presence of the Lord was to be borne from place to place. The priests were to place the staves upon their shoulders and bear the ark along. Then when the people were to encamp and the tabernacle was to be set up and the ark placed in the Holy of Holies, the staves were not to be removed from the rings in the ark, but to remain there in readiness for moving as God would direct his people in their journey from the land of Egypt into the land of Canaan. So we have the rings of gold, and then the staves made of acacia wood and covered with pure gold. And then in verse 16 we read, "And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I will give thee." Now that testimony is the covenant. And of course it's a covenant that will have been written on tables of stone by the Lord himself, containing the Ten Commandments. And so placed inside this ark then, within the bosom, if you please, of the Ark of the Covenant, is the testimony or the covenant that the Lord was to make with his people Israel. Now the ark, you see, is a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's acacia wood, a symbol of his perfect, durable, sinless humanity. Pure gold of his absolute deity. And he, as the God-man, contains within himself the moral attributes of Almighty God that are symbolized and expressed in the covenant, the Ten Commandments containing God's moral law. So God then begins with instructions regarding the construction of the tabernacle by giving instructions about the ark of the covenant. It's called the Ark of the Covenant because it contains in it the testimony, or the covenant, or the Ten Commandments, which, of course, were placed there by Moses at the command of Almighty God. Now, dear friends, if we approach God Almighty, we must approach him in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. No man can come to Almighty God except coming by our wonderful Savior. For the Lord Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And if you want to have access unto God, if you want to be sure that you will be accepted in the presence of Almighty God, you must approach him through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. For, you see, in Christ all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in a bodily fashion. And he paid the price for our redemption. He collected the wages of our sins, and he made it possible for us to stand in God's presence, not condemned by God's law, not consumed by God's wrath, and not contaminated in our sins, but pure and clean and holy. So, if you would approach God, you must receive him. Why not take Jesus as your Savior today?
Today's study was given by Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty of Bob Jones University. We trust that the timeless truths taught in these studies, recorded by Mr. Boyd during his earthly ministry, will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. Join us again next time for more helpful studies on the Bible Institute of the Air. This program is a production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.